أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم ومنكر فضائلهم وقاس بحقوقهم من الآن إلى لقاء يوم الدين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious. Respectable audience, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, God willing, we are going to continue, by the grace and will of Almighty Allah, the life of the first infallible Imam of the Shi'ites, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the period that is still our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household is alive. And there are some very virtues that they should be mentioned, they should be recited for our honorable listeners, that we all should have adequate informations, adequate data from our infallible Imam's virtues. Indeed, the best methodology and way that we have to imitate them, we have to follow their footprints, is this, that firstly we should have adequate informations about their life, about their biographies, and about the virtues they had in their life. So you know that today, God willing, we are going to talk about the declaration of repudiation of Imam Ali alayhi salam from our Holy Prophet's side on the idolaters. So, though our first infallible Imam is very much well known of justice in the time of his governance or after his death, but again, we are well acquainted, if we turn the page of history, that he was very much strict enough, he was very much firm enough about applying justice in this society, even during the lifetime of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. For you know that those who have secret goals and aims, those who have some lofty goals and objectives in their life, so the major concern of them is this, that they should apply justice in the society. And they are not very much concerned about this, that who are satisfied of them, who are pleased with them, and who are not pleased with them. Whatever they seek, whatever they try their best, whatever they make attempts, all are for the sake of Almighty Allah. It means they are rotating around the pivotal point of Almighty Allah's satisfaction. Whatever pleases Almighty Allah, whatever makes Almighty Allah satisfied, they will do and they will be committed to those values. Imam Ali was also very much concerned of this matter, that to attain and acquire Almighty Allah's satisfaction. And it is the sayings of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household about Ali alayhi salam, that he is very much strict enough in applying justice, and there is no flattering, there is no exaggeration in his life. So, those who have this kind of worldview, those who have this kind of perspective in their mind, indeed they cannot be nonchalant or indifferent towards somewhat injustice. They cannot satisfy all the human beings from themselves. For this satisfaction of all the human beings is something impossible from one side, and from another side, it needs that a person should not be concerned of Almighty Allah's satisfaction. For there are too many that they do not believe Almighty Allah. So a person is not able to get the unanimous or the consensus satisfaction of the human beings and the people. Because of this, a person came in front of Imam alayhi salam and said that this commander of mine is very good, for all the people are satisfied of him. Imam alayhi salam said that, so then it becomes clear that he is not a just man. For if he was just, so some people would have hated, some would have disgraced him. There are some, they are opponent of applying justice. There are some arrogant effluents that they do not like that the justice should be applied, for their personal interests would be threatened, for their personal interests would be jeopardized. So Imam alayhi salam was indeed one of the splendid stars of applying justice, one of the slogans and mottos he was always giving during the lifetime of our Holy Prophet and after the lifetime of our Holy Prophet. Indeed, it was applying justice. And this justice of our Holy Imam caused that there should be some figures that they should oppose our Imam alayhi salam. They could not endure, they could not tolerate applying injustice of our Holy Imam. And due to this, they started to oppose, they started to start somewhat being opponent towards this procedure of Imam alayhi salam. In the 10th year of the Hijrah, our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, wanted to go and have a pilgrimage and sent Imam alayhi salam in Yemen with a group of his companions. So they went in Yemen and they fought and they got the victory. While he was coming towards Mecca, he was informed, Imam alayhi salam was informed that our Holy Prophet had again for the sake of offering the pilgrimage. So though they have some very good booties, and the booties were somewhat clothes and precious gifts, so Imam alayhi salam came near our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he told and made responsible one of the companions to be responsible for keeping and preserving these booties. But unfortunately, that same commander, without the permission of Imam alayhi salam, distributed all these cloths amongst other companions. So when our Holy Prophet met Ali alayhi salam in Mecca, then when he once again returned, he saw that all the companions have worn or have clothed themselves with these new precious gifts and with these new things that they have kept and they have captured as booties. So Imam alayhi salam got angry and said that, who have said and who have commanded you that you have to distribute all these cloths? Before that, we have to give them for our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So he gave him some disciplinary sentences that indeed these works of yours is not something acceptable. This is not something that should be worthy of you. Why you did it? Even he did not forgive this commander and said that, أَلَّا وَإِنَّ الْخَطَايَا خَيْلٌ شُمُسٌ حُمِلَ عَلَيْهَا أَهْلُهَا وَخُلِعَتْ لُجُومُهَا فَتَقَحَّمَتْ بِهِمْ فِي النَّارِ. This is a very well-known quotation of Imam alayhi salam about this, that every commander is not allowed that they should do whatever they wish, whatever they desire. So our holy Imam was indeed strict enough, he was very much firm enough, only for the sake of this, to do whatever pleases Almighty Allah, whatever pleases our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He could not endure this condition or this instance that the companions should do whatever they wish without the permission of their commanders, without the permission of our Holy Prophet. The intention Imam had was this, that these cloths should be given to our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, directly. And then it is our Holy Prophet to decide whether it should be distributed amongst the companions or not. So the will and the absolute authority should be our Holy Prophet, and from that channel it should be distributed amongst other people. So seeing this condition, some of the companions came and intended to reproach Imam Ali Salam. They wanted to reproach, they wanted to reprimand, they wanted to criticize Imam Ali Salam's disciplinary sentences, disciplinary indeed commands, that why Imam Ali Salam or Ali Ali Salam is this much strict enough? We were those who have captured these old booties, but why we are criticized severely by Imam Ali Salam? They came near our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, and criticized him. But our Holy Prophet calmly said that, do not reproach him, for he is of me and I am from him. فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَأَنَا مِنْهُ وَهُوَ وَلِيُّكُمْ بَعْدِي. He is your guardian after me. So it means that the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam was sparkling, was displayed in all the aspects, and especially about this, that the justice must be applied and the commandments of our Holy Prophet should be obeyed and should be abided absolutely and entirely. So the justice of our Holy Imam begot somewhat opponents and enemies, not for himself. It was the justice of Imam alayhi salam during the lifetime of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household.
This is the Call of Islam.
And you are listening to the program, The Life of Imam Ali.
So one of the splendid virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam is that he was appointed as his exclusive deputy to declare the repudiation of Allah and his messenger from the idolaters. The history of Islam implies this fact and this indeed actuality for all the human beings, that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was here and there citing these, that Imam Ali Salam is the successor after his holy demise. During 23 years of prophetic commission, our Holy Prophet directly and sometimes indirectly, he was mentioning this point of view, that the competence and efficiency of Imam Ali Alayhi Salam is something undeniable. And it is he that he can be the guidance and be the leader of the Muslims after the demise of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And sometimes he warned those who displayed their opposition or somewhat their unwillingness, their dislike to Imam Ali's position and to Imam Ali alayhi salam's high status. So the spirituality, the bravery, applying justice, all these qualities made him a unique personality amongst the companions. So, I mean that during these 23 years, our Holy Prophet wanted to pave the way and wanted to pave the backgrounds for this, that Imam alayhi salam should be selected after his demise without any problem, without any hindrance, without any difficulty. There were some big oppositions, there were some big opponents, but indeed, our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, warned them that they should not be opposite of Imam Ali alayhi salam. As in the first part of my speech, I have said that those who have complained, those who have come near our Holy Prophet and started to criticize Imam Ali alayhi salam's strict and firm behavior in applying justice, in obeying the commandments of the commander, our Holy Prophet said to them that do not reproach him. Do not reproach him. For he is concerned of Almighty Allah's satisfaction. For he is concerned of this, that the trustee must be deposited to the real owners. And even on the first sessions that we talked with our honorable listeners, we also made it clear that during the first days of the prophetic mission, when our Holy Prophet was to talk with his relatives, with his close relatives, that they should embrace Islam and they should be informed of the new faith, when the verse of Wa'anzir Ashiratik al-Aqrabin was revealed, and when he was made responsible to invite his close relatives that they should be firstly informed of the new religion, the new doctrine. At that time, he said, whosoever of you accept my call and wholeheartedly embrace Islam, he will be my wazir, he will be my deputy, he will be my executor. And the history shows that none except Ali alayhi salam responded positively to this call of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. On the very day the leadership and the successorship of our Holy Prophet was appointed. It is indeed wonderful that prophetic mission with leadership is connected together. It is not something that we should bring it after 23 years. You know that one of the bosses of Bani Amir, he said that I would come and I would embrace Islam on condition that after your departure, he was addressing our Holy Prophet, after your departure, I should be your successor, I should be the administrator, I should be the executor of the laws and regulations. But our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that Al-Amru ilallah yadha'uhu haythu sha'. It is in Tariq Tabari, volume 8, page number 84. In Tariq ibn Athir, volume 2, page number 65. Our Holy Prophet says that Al-Amru ilallah, this is in charge of our Almighty Allah. This is not in my choice. This is not in the realm of my position, in the realm of my, indeed, authority, that I have to accept your suggestion that you should embrace Islam on condition that you have to be appointed as my successor. No. Al-amru ilallah. It is Almighty Allah's. يَضَعُهُ حَيْثُ يَشَى. He will put wherever he wishes, wherever he pleases with, wherever he wants. So another place is that he also mentioned the successorship of Imam alayhi salam was in the Battle of Tabuk. That he was, due to some reasons, he was not taken in this battle. And Imam alayhi salam started to cry, started to say that why I'm not able to be taken in this battle. Then our Holy Prophet said, are you not satisfied of your high status and position that you are parallel to Harun, to Musa? You are to the same position to me. Illa, except this difference that there is not any prophetic mission after me. La nubuwwata ba'di. But the same status that Harun had with comparing to Moses, the same status you are having to me. And you are my executor, you are my deputy. So in the instance of Ghadir Khum, that God willing, in the next session we will be talking about Ghadir Khum event. Again, this procedure, again this methodology was taken by our Holy Prophet, that he was directly calling and addressing all the companions, that Imam alayhi salam is the deputy of mine, he will be the executor, he will be the successor of mine, he will be the legitimate and formal successor of mine, and all should obey him. Man kuntu mawla fahadha aliyun mawla. This was told and recited with loud voice by our Holy Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him among the very huge number of the companions. So another virtue that today we are going to talk about was this, that our Imam was appointed as his exclusive deputy for this, that the repudiation of our Holy Prophet and Almighty Allah should be declared from his side to the idolaters. Anas ibn Malik says, إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ بَعَثَ ببراءة مع أبي بكر إلى أهل مكة، فلما بلغ ذا الحليفية بعث إليه فرده وقال لا يذهب بها إلا رجل من أهل بيتي، فبعث عليا. Firstly, we are going to talk a bit about the chapter of Tawbah, or the surah called Tawbah. Usually every chapter is started, every chapter is commenced with this beautiful phrase, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So it means that we are starting with the name of Almighty Allah, who is the most merciful and gracious. But this chapter is not started with the usual methodology that the rest of the surahs and chapters had been started with. It is started with Bara'atum min Allahi wa Rasulih ila alladhina ahadtum min al-mushrikeen. So this chapter includes 128 ayah in verses. Then again it is started without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, without being commenced with the name of Almighty Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious. Though 113 chapters of the Holy Quran were commenced with this phrase, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, except this. So some have asked about the philosophy of this, that why there is not Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim on the starting point of this chapter. Imam Ali alayhi salam hinted this subtle point that said, لم ينزل بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم على رأس سورة براءة. Another name of this surah Tawbah is Surah Bara'a. That this chapter was not started with this phrase. For لِأَنَّ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ لِلْأَمَانِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ. For this, that whenever you start with the name of Almighty Allah, it is a kind of aman, it is a kind of mercy, it is a kind of bounty and mercy of Almighty Allah that you are seeking. While وَنَزَلَتْ بَرَاءَ لِرَفْعِ الْأَمَانِ بِالسَّيْفِ. While this chapter was revealed so that this mercy and this bounty of Almighty Allah should be taken from the idolaters. Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah.
This is the call of Islam, and you are listening to the program, The Life of Imam Ali.
Yes, this chapter is inclusive of some articles that our Almighty Allah is not very much satisfied of the idolaters, and afterwards they should not continue these kinds of beliefs or superstitious beliefs they had. It starts with this Bara'atu min Allahi wa Rasulih ila alladhina ahadtum min al-mushrikeen. Then again it is said, wa adhanu min Allahi wa Rasulih ila an-nas yawm al-hajj al-akbar. أن الله بريء من المشركين ورسوله فإن تبتم فهو خير لكم وإن توليتم فاعلموا أنكم غير معجز الله وبشر الذين كفروا بعذاب أليم. According to different and various narrations, a part or a major part or the whole chapter of Surah Tawbah was revealed on our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, on the 9th of the year Hijrah. So Almighty Allah wanted to uproot and eradicate idolatry, or this kind of beliefs that the people should associate the partners with Almighty Allah. Afterwards, it was not satisfactory for our Almighty Allah that again idols should exist in the Holy Kaaba, idols should be there amongst the people, it should be governing over the minds and the brains of the people. It was something unpleasant, or it was not something to be satisfactory for Almighty Allah. So, via revelation, Almighty Allah wanted to convey this message for the idolaters and for those who were associating partners with Almighty Allah, that afterwards you will not be allowed to do and to exercise your tenets, your forefathers' beliefs, and your forefathers' doctrine. You have 4 months that either you have to leave it, or you have to come and embrace Islam, or you have to be ready to fight with the Muslims. So, beside this verses of the Holy Quran that it was to be conveyed for the idolaters, there were some articles of treaty too. It means that there were some four articles written by our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was given to Imam Ali alayhi salam that it should be declared there openly. The first article was this, that لا يدخل الكعبة إلا نفس مؤمنة. Afterwards, there is no permission for unbelievers, for the idolaters, that they should enter the Kaaba. You know that before the emergence of Islam, there were people from different clans, from different tribes, from different religions, that they were coming and were having their rites and rituals in Holy Kaaba. But after this declaration, it was announced that no one except the pious ones should enter the Holy Kaaba. Though according to some of our Sunni brothers, it is said لا يدخل الجنة إلا مؤمن. But I think it suits not best for this, that this declaration or this article is going to specify and is going to appoint the duties of the kuffar and the duties of the Muslims in this world, not in the life hereafter. The life hereafter, indeed, the unbelievers will not go in the paradise. The second article of this treaty was this, that وَلَا يَطُوفُ بِالْبَيْتِ عُرْيَانِ. No one has this right to circumambulate this holy square of Almighty Allah while he is naked, while he is not having any cloth. According to some superstitious beliefs, the ones they were circumambulating this holy square, they had to give their cloths to the one who was responsible there collecting their clothes. But afterwards, and sometimes the people, those who had not or did not have two clothes, they were to circumambulate this holy square in a naked condition. So afterwards, it was banned, it was forbidden, that وَلَا يَطُوفُ بِالْبَيْتِ عُرْيَانٍ. Then the third article was وَلَا يَجْتَمِعْ مُؤْمِنْ وَكَافِرْ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ الْحِرَامِ بَعْدَ آمِ هَذَا. So the believers and the kuffar are not allowed to assemble in the mosque. It was a kind of giving respect, reverence, and esteem for the mosques, which are thought to be Almighty Allah's houses. There is the places where the mu'mineen and the believers are coming and supplicating with their lords. So the virtue we wanted to mention and wanted to base this speech on was this, that firstly, when these verses of repudiation was revealed on our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, so Abu Bakr was appointed, was commissioned that this declaration must be conveyed by the first caliph. But when he reached in Dhul Hulayfiyah, so the Jibreel was revealed. When the Jibreel was revealed there, and he said to our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, that this message, this grave and great message, which is a kind of declaration of repudiation and disapproval to those of the idolaters, it should either be conveyed by yourself or the man who is from you. It is said by Jibreel, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُقْرِئُكَ السَّلَامُ وَيَقُولُ لَكَ لَا يُؤَدِّ عَنْكَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَوْ رَجُلٌ مِّنْكَ. Almighty Allah sends you greetings, then says, وَيَقُولُ لَكَ, and he is telling you that this message should not be conveyed for them, should not be transmitted, except by yourself or a person from you. So now let's see that who is the person who is mounted or who is parallel to our Holy Prophet's mane, to our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him's nafs. إِلَّا رَجُلٌ إِلَّا أَنْتَ وَرَجُلٌ مِّنْكَ. Unanimously, all the historians and most of the commentators, most of the hadith transmitters, in a great part of our Ahl Sunnah brothers, they have all unanimously have this consensus and this agreement that this personality was not except Ali alayhi salam, that he should be mounted as a man from our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. And he has this efficiency, he has this ability that He has to convey the message of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household, to those of the idolaters. May some of our honorable listeners ask this question or raise this question, that why our Holy Prophet himself personally did not go and declare this declaration for them. It was because of this that the year before this, he has already performed the pilgrimage. And afterwards, the next year again, he was to go, as it was called then, as a Hajjatul Wida. So our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, called Imam Ali alayhi salam and said that now the Jibreel has come and has brought me this revelation that either me or you have to convey this message for the idolaters. Either me or you have to announce this declaration on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah amongst all the Hajis and pilgrims who have come from around and from in Mecca. So are you ready to go? You have to go and should declare this repudiation of Almighty Allah and His Messenger to the idolaters. The Jibreel came and said that either me or a man from me should declare this declaration of repudiation of Almighty Allah and His Messenger to those of the idolaters. And it is another virtue of Imam Ali alayhi salam that he was called and he was mounted as our Holy Prophet's exclusive man. May Almighty Allah bless us all that we have to be the real ones, that they have adequate informations of the virtues of Imam alayhi salam and the rest of the Ahlul Bayt, and they have to obey and abide their rules and their conducts in their practical life. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
نهو الخير ولا نهو الشر نهو الخير ولا نهو الشر العقل بحبك يأمرنا والدين بحبك قد آمر العقل بحبك يأمرنا والدين بحبك قد آمر والدين بحبك قد آمر سودت صحيفة أعمالي ووكلت الأمر إلى حيدر سودت صحيفة أعمالي ووكلت الأمر إلى حيدر هو كفي منه وبالدنيا وشفيعي في يوم المحشر هو كفي منه وبالدنيا وشفيعي في يوم المحشر قد تمت لي بولايته نعم جمت عن أن تشكر قد تمت لي بولايته نعم جمت عن أن تشكر لأصيب بها الحظ الأوفى وأخصص بالسهم الأوفر لأصيب بها الحظ الأوفى وأخصص بالسهم الأوفر بالحفظ من النار الكبرى والأمن من الفزع الأكبر بالحفظ من النار الكبرى والأمن من الفزع الأكبر هل يمنعني وهو الساقي أن أشرب من حوض الكوثر هل يمنعني وهو الساقي أن أشرب من حوض الكوثر أم يطردني عن مائدة وضعت للقانع والمعتق أم يطردني عن مائدة وضعت للقانع والمعتق مولاي 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 علي مولاي 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 مولاي, مولاي